然后今天的讲题是在这个大纲里面，你可以看到是末日的准备。
You can see the topic for today's message is prepare for the end time.
然后经文是第四章第七节到第十一节。
Scripture is from 1 Peter chapter 4, 7 to 11.
让我们打开圣经彼得前书第四章第七节到第十一节。
Please open up your Bible to 1 Peter 4, 7 to 11.
所以当你想到这个题目的时候，就是这个末日的准备。
So as you look at the topic, it is to prepare for the end time.
这段经文很容易记哦 ,4, 7, 11.
The scripture is very easy to remember. 4, 7, 11.
所以以后你想起这段经文的时候，我们要做在末日的时候做好准备啊。每次看到 7-11 的时候。
So when you see the 7-11 shop, then remember that you need to be prepared for the end time.
Yeah. Okay. 让我们来看这段经文，彼得前书第四章第七节，万物的结局近了。所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做成百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲，若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
Verse 7. The end of all things is near. Therefore be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another.Because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint, as each one has received a special gift. Employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies.So that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
那主耶稣复活之后，在地上逗留了40天。
After Jesus resurrected, he stayed on earth for 40 days.
那之后他就升上天上，升到天上去。
And afterwards, he ascended into heaven.
所以根据这个《使徒行传》第一章第九节到十一节的记载
，And according to Acts chapter 1:9-11，
我说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身，有一朵云彩把他借去，便看不见他了。
And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on.And a cloud received him out of their sight.
当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，突然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说。
And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them.
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被借升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
那这段经文说明主耶稣被升到天上去。
The scripture tells us,Jesus ascended into heaven.
然后有一天会回来。
One day he will return.
那神应许我们主耶稣将会再来。
And the scripture tells us, or God promised us that Jesus will return.
耶稣再来将带来末日的审判。
And when he returns, he will bring forth the judgment of the end times.
所以当圣经每次提到这个主耶稣再来的事情的时候，
And every time when the Bible mentions of Jesus' second return,
很多时候都是发出这个警告。
Often it shows a warning.
那么警告我们审判将要来临。
It warns us that judgment is coming.
那么因此要谨慎啊，警醒。
Therefore, be careful and be alert.
而且要随时做好这个准备。
And be prepared at all times.
所以在这个马太福音第二十五章，主耶稣说了这个比喻。
And in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus told of this parable.
他主耶稣说，那时天国好比十个童女，拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
那其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent.
那愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps.
那么新郎迟延了的时候，他们就打盹睡着了。
Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep.
然后半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
But at midnight, there was a shout.Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
那么那些童女就起来收拾灯。
Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
那么愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
The foolish said to the prudent, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.
那么聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的。不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
But the prudent answered, No, there will not be enough for us, and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.
然后他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came,And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was closed, or was shut.
我其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。”
Later, the other virgins also came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open up for us."
我他却回答说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。”
But he answered, "Truly, I say to you, I do not know you."
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
这个比喻说明主耶稣随时会来。
This parable tells us that Jesus will return anytime.
提醒我们要警醒，随时做好准备。
And it reminds us to be alert and be prepared at all times.
所以末日的准备，根据彼得前书这段经文，第一就是要谨慎自守。
And so, according to the scripture in 1 Peter, to be prepared for the end time, first off, is be self-controlled and sober-minded.
所以彼得说，万物的结局近了，你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
That's why Peter said, the end of all times is near, therefore,Be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
那么这节经文说明主耶稣再来的日子很靠近了。
The scripture tells us that the time for Jesus' return is very near.
因此我们必须要谨慎自守，警醒的祷告。
And therefore we must be alert and be sober in spirit.
那么这节经文里面有两个重点。
And in this verse, there are two main things.
第一就是讲到这个万物的结局已经靠近了。
First off, it says the end of all time, the end of all things is near.
第二就是提醒我们要谨慎自守，紧紧的祷告。
And secondly, it reminds us to be of sound judgment, sober in spirit for the purpose of prayer.
所以万物的结局跟谨慎自守、警醒祷告有什么关系？
So what is the relationship between the end times being near and to be of sound judgment and sober in spirit?
然后如果我们要明白他们之间的关系，我们必须要看主耶稣在路加福音第21章所说的。
And if we're going to look at the relationship, we must look at what Jesus said in Luke chapter 21.
主耶稣在这里说，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪嗜、醉酒，必今生的忧虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗突然临到你们。
Be on guard, so that your hearts will not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life.And that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap.
因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
For it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事情，得以站立在人子面前。
But keep on the alert at all times.Praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of God, the Son of Man.
这段经文警告我们要常常的警醒，常常的祈求。
So the scripture reminds us that we must be alert and pray often.
那么以致我们能够逃避那个要来的事情。
So that we can escape what is about to happen.
那么得以站在人子的面前。
So that we can stand before the Son of Man.
那么所谓要来的事情是那些缠累我们的事情。
When it says the things to come, it's talking about things that is going to bind us.
然后比如说贪嗜、醉酒，还有今生的忧虑。
For example, overeating, drunkenness, and the worries of this life.
他圣经说这些事情能够缠累我们的心。
And the Bible said all these things can bind us.
那么好像这个网罗突然间临到我们一样。
Just like it can be a trap, all of a sudden it will come upon us.
所以网罗是一个陷阱。
And a trap is like a pitfall.
然后在你还没有准备的时候就中了他的诡计。
When you're not prepared, then you're going to fall in it.
在高速公路开车的时候
，When you're driving on the highway，
然后有时你会看到一些路牌说 Beware of speed trap。
Sometimes you will see notice on the side of the road that says Beware of speed trap。
就是说小心有这个超速的网罗。
And it is to warn the driver Beware, there's going to be a trap in front。
那么这些路牌是要警告这些开车的人。
So the sign is to warn the drivers.
要注意不可超速，免得被抓。
Be careful so that you will not get caught.
但是很多时候却没有这些路牌。
But sometimes there are no warning signs on the road.
而有这个交通警察躲在一个角落。
But the police is hiding behind a corner.
拿着这个雷达抓那些超速的人。
And he will hold the radar in hand and catch those who are speeding.
所以在这个末世的时代，很多事情能够缠累我们的心。
In this end times, many things can bind our hearts.
在生活里面各种各样的试探还有引诱。
And in our lives, there are all kinds of testing and temptations.
还有这些生活中的忧虑，能够使到我们掉进这个网罗里面。
And also worries of life that can cause us to fall into the trap.
所以因此彼得说万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒的祷告。
Therefore, Peter said, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
所以这节经文说明说，除了要谨慎自守，也要警醒的祷告。
So the scripture says, besides having sound judgment and sober in spirit, we must also pray.
所以祷告在一个人的属灵生活里面占了一个很重要的地位。
Prayer takes a very important spot in our lives.
我们圣经经常提到祷告的事情。
And in the Bible, it often mentioned about prayer.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十七到十八节这么说。
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17 to 18, it says,
他说不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
我们主耶稣经常的祷告。
Our Lord Jesus pray often.
我们看圣经的时候，当他选这个门徒的时候，他迫切的祷告。
We saw that in the Bible, before he chose his disciples, he prayed earnestly.
当他完成了一天很忙碌的事工的时候，他都隐退到山上去祷告。
And after a busy day, he would withdraw himself to the wilderness and pray.
当他要上十字架上之前，他在克西马尼亚园迫切的祷告。
And before he went on the cross, he prayed earnestly in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以祷告可见是非常重要的事情。
So you can see prayer is very important.
我们祷告能够使到我们能够亲近神。
Prayer can cause us to be closer to God.
祷告能够使到我们跟神的灵相通。
Prayer can cause us to be in one spirit with God.
我们祷告能够使到我们的心倾向神的心。
And prayer can help us to turn our hearts toward God.
我祷告能够使到我们远离这个罪恶。
Prayer can help us to go away from sin.
祷告能够使到我们能够抵挡我们生活里面的试探。
And prayer can help us resist temptation that is in our lives.
我主耶稣来的日子，圣经告诉我们没有人知道。
The Bible tells us the time or the day when Jesus returned, nobody knows.
圣经还说他来的时候好像贼一样。
And the Bible also says that the day when he comes, it will be like a thief coming.
在我们还没有防备的时候，他就出现了。
When we are not aware, he's going to be here.
因为盗贼来偷东西的时候，是在没有人防备的时候来的。
It's because when the thief comes, it's at the time when nobody is prepared.
所以处在这个末世的时代，彼得提醒我们要谨慎自守，警醒的祷告。
And so to live in this end time, Peter reminds us to have sound good judgment, to be sober-minded and pray.
他说，免得我们掉进这个网络里面。
So that we will not fall into the trap.
末日的准备比第二点，彼得说要彼此相爱。
The second thing to be prepared for the end time, Peter said, is to love one another.
所以处在这个末世的时代，除了要谨慎自守、警醒祷告，彼得说要彼此相爱。
So besides having sound judgment, sober in spirit, and pray, Peter said we need to love one another.
所以在第八节，彼得说最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins.
主耶稣在马太福音第24章谈到主耶稣再来的预兆。
And so Jesus mentioned in chapter 24 of Matthew the signs of his coming.
我们在这里，耶稣说，那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。
At that time, Jesus said, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another.
且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。
Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many.
只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold.
所以我们看到，当主耶稣再来的日子近的时候，人的心会、爱心会渐渐的冷淡。
So as you see, as the day of Jesus' return get closer, man's heart, man's love gets less.
所以彼得在这节经文说，最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱。 And so, 因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
And so Peter said here, above all, keep fervent in your love.For one another, because love covers a multitude of sins.
那么当然，彼得在这里讲的爱是指哥林多前书，这个十三章所讲的爱。
And of course, the love that Peter mentioned here is the kind of love mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
所以这里讲到爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事。不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness.
然后凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望。凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
But rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
爱是神的属性。
Love is an attribute of God.
因为圣经告诉我们，如果没有这个爱，一切的事情都算不了什么。
Because in the Bible it tells us, without love, nothing matters.
就在这段经文里面保罗这么说。
So in the scripture, Paul said,
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语却没有爱，我就成了响的锣鸣的锣响的拔一样一般。
If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing.
如果没有这种爱，圣经告诉我们这些东西都算不得什么。
So without love, the Bible tells us, all of these are nothing.
而且彼得说，当我们彼此相爱的时候，这个爱能够遮掩所有的罪恶。
And Peter said, if we love one another, it can cover a lot of sins.
所以彼得在箴言书里面他这么说。
So in Proverbs, it tells us.
他说，恨能够挑起争端。爱能遮掩一切过错。
Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions.
所以爱能够遮掩这些罪恶，不代表说我们把这个罪恶遮盖起来。
When love covers all transgressions, it doesn't mean that we cover up all sins.
更不是认同别人所犯的罪。
And then it's not accepting the sin.
他的意思是说，当我们爱一个人的时候
，What it means is when we love someone，
然后我们不计较他的过犯
，We are not going to take into account of what they did wrong，
也不会随便把别人的过犯告诉别人
，And we will not tattletale other people's wrongdoing to others。
我们爱一个人
，When we love someone，
但是我们恨恶他所犯的罪
，We love。The people, but we hate the sin.
所以因为爱，我们能够赦免他的罪过。
Because of love, we can forgive them of their wrongdoing.
就好像神赦免我们的罪犯罪过一样。
Just as God has forgiven us of our sin.
所以在这个末世的时代，这个万物的结局近了的时候。
And so in this end times when all things are going to come to pass.
所以彼得说，我们应当彼此切实的相爱。
Peter said we must love one another earnestly.
因为爱能够遮掩所有的罪恶。
Because love can cover sin.
所以在这个末日的准备的时候，彼得说第三点。
So the third thing to be prepared for the end time, Peter said.
他说要互相款待。
He said be hospitable.
他说你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Be hospitable to one another without complaint.
那么除了彼得 我们看圣经的时候，我们发现保罗也提到这个款待的事情。
And when we look at the Bible, Paul actually talk about hospitality.
啊，其实保罗在好多好几个地方提到这个款待的事情。
Actually, Paul mentioned about hospitality in different parts of the Bible.
啊，在罗马书第十二章第十三节，保罗说。
And in Romans 12:13, Paul said.
他说，圣徒切法要帮补，客要意味的款待。
Contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality.
然后保罗在这个提摩太前书三章二节提到一个做监督当有的资格。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2, Paul talked about the qualification for overseer.
他说做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善以教导。
An overseer then must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach.
然后保罗在提摩太前书第五章第九节到第十节谈到一个做寡妇的资格。
And then he again mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 5, 9 to 10, the qualification of a widow.
他说寡妇记在册子上必须年纪到六十岁。
A widow is to be put on the list only if she is not less than 60 years old.
从来只做一个丈夫的妻子，又有行善的名声，就如养育儿女，接待远人。
Having been the wife of one man, having a reputation for good works, and if she has brought up children, if she has shown hospitality to strangers.
莫洗圣徒的脚，救济遭难的人，竭力行各样的善事。
If she has washed the saints' feet, if she has assisted those in distress, and if she has devoted herself to every good work.
莫可见款待跟接待远人是圣经所强调的。
So you can see, hospitality and being hospitable to travelers are acceptable.
It is what the Bible emphasizes.
It's what the Bible emphasizes.
那么当初期教会开始的时候，他们的聚会都是在家里举行的。
And in the beginning of the church, their worship is at home.
那么当时这些旅馆都不是很普遍。
And there were hotels are not common.
不像今天，你到任何地方都可以看到旅馆。
Not like today, wherever you go, you can find a hotel.
那么因此，这些传道人必须要住在信徒的家里面。
And so the missionaries have to stay in the home of Christians.
那么因此，这个原因，信徒必须做很多这些款待的事工。
And because of that reason, the Christians must be hospitable, must do a lot of that.
那么虽然今天的旅馆很方便，
even the hotel is very common today.
但是款待的事工却没有消失掉。
But the work of hospitality has not diminished.
其实款待带给弟兄姐妹有服侍神的机会。
And actually, hospitality gives the opportunity for brothers and sisters to serve.
也给那些被款待的人感觉到被欢迎。
And it also shows the love towards those who are being served.
有一次我去拜访一对年长的夫妇。
One time I went to visit an elderly couple.
当我到他们的家的时候。
And as I approached the house.
我就看到他们车库的门打开了。
I saw that the garage door is open.
而且还留了一个空位。
And there was an empty slot.
然后我就把我的车子停在路边。
And so I just parked my car on the roadside.
然后我就去按铃这个门铃。
And so I ring the bell.
那么这对年长的夫妇他们就出来。
So the elderly couple come out.
他说，哎，把你的车子开进这个车库里面。
They said, go on and park your car into the garage.
免得被这个太阳的暴晒等下会很烫热。
So that the car won't get hot in a minute.
因为我记得那个时候是非常热。
I remember it was a very hot day.
所以当时我在想，我心里面很感动。
I was very touched at that time.
他们为我的舒适 着想。
They were thinking about my comfort.
啊，这个就是款待。
And that is hospitality.
我知道教会里面有些弟兄姐妹很愿意啊款待接待这些，比如说这些远地方来的传道人。
I know there are brothers and sisters among us who are willing to be hospitable.
所以你们如此做，神必定赐福给你们。
When you do that, God will bless you.
因为款待是圣经的教导。
Because hospitality is a teaching of the Bible.
所以有时候外来的讲员或者新来的朋友需要我们的款待和接待。
Sometimes there may be new friends who came to town or traveling speakers who come to town.
因为款待的事工不是自然会发生的。
They need to a place to stay. So hospitality is not something that comes natural.
需要我们的主动。
It must be
take an initiative.
It must be we must take the initiative.
需要下功夫才能够把这个款待的事工做好。
We have to work hard for it to be good.
因为我们活在一个个人主义的社会里面。
Because we live in a society where self is important.
人只顾自己的事情。
Everybody mind their own business.
你知道有一句话潮州音乐啊，潮州音乐。
You know,
潮州人。
You know there's a saying that says the music of 潮州。
自己顾自己。
Which sounds like mind your own business.
So, 我们活在一个很个人主义的社会里面。
So we live in a self-centered society.
然后不希望别人来打扰我们。
We don't like others to disturb us.
所以，地球的地心吸力把所有的东西都往这个地球的中心把它拉。
The earth has a gravity that pulls everything to the center.
如果要脱离这个地球这个地心吸力的力量。
If we're to overcome the earth's gravity.
你知道一架这个 space shuttle, 它必须要用很大的能源把它推动。
So for a space shuttle, you know that it needs a lot of energy.
才能够往上升。
To move upwards.
我们在我们的周围里面有一个无形无形的心理的地心吸力。
And surrounding us is a psychological gravity.
把我们的思想。
It causes our thinking.
把我们的欲望还有把我们的行动注重在我们自己和我们的家庭里面。
It causes us to think, to act,and to wish upon only our own family.
而忽略了这个款待的事工。
And to ignore the work of hospitality.
但是圣经的教导说。
But the teaching of the Bible said.
它说特别在这个末日的时代。
It says especially in the end time.
然后款待的事工确实的很需要。
Hospitality is greatly needed.
款待的事工有时候带来麻烦了。
Sometimes being hospitable can bring about time-consuming stuff.
Inconvenient. 然后造成我们会发怨言。
And it can cause us to complain.
所以在款待这个事工的时候，彼得在说不要发怨言。
And so he says, when we are doing the hospitality, when we are being hospitable, do not complain.
你知道发怨言是一种负面的行动。
You know, complain is a negative act.
而且会带来很多负面的影响。
And it can cause negative effects.
所以让我们审查一下我们生活里面是否经常在发怨言。
So let us look at ourselves to see if we complain often.
末日的准备，比如说第四点，他说要彼此服侍。
So the fourth thing to be prepared for the end time, Peter said, serve one another.
Yeah, 去款待别人，表现基督的爱。
To be hospitable to others, show Jesus' love.
那彼得说，应当以我们个人的恩赐来去服侍别人。
And Peter said, we ought to use the gifts given to us by God to serve others.
所以在第十节、第十一节，彼得这么说。
So in verse 10 to 11, Peter said,
他说个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按作神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按作神所赐的力量服侍。叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies.So that in all things God may be glorified through Christ, through Jesus Christ.
So, 神赐给我们恩赐，目的就要我们服侍别人。
God gave us gifts, and the purpose is for us to serve others.
啊，神所赐给我们的恩赐都有它特别的功用。
For each gift that God has given us, it has its purpose.
每一个恩赐都有它的位格。
And every gift has its own place.
啊，每一个恩赐都重要的。
Every gifts are important.
我们在1981年3月的时候
In 1981 in March.
那么你如果你记得的话，雷根总统被人用枪打伤。
You remember, President Reagan was shot.
啊，他必须住在医院好几个星期。
He has to stay in the hospital for a few weeks.
那么虽然雷根总统他是美国最高的领袖。
Even though President, Reagan was the lead, leaders of the country.
啊，他在医院里留医的时候，不会影响到国家的行政。
While he was hospitalized, it did not affect, the administration of the country.
啊，政府还是继续的操作。
Government continued to, function.
那么从另外一个角度来看
，from a different point of view，
如果埃普科基收垃圾的人罢工的话。
If the garbage, if the waste personnel go on strike in Albuquerque,
他们的罢工必定会影响整个城市。
Their strike will affect the whole city.
又脏又臭。
It will be dirty. It will be smelly.
因为我记得有一次，我忘记了把我的垃圾桶放出路边。
I remember one time I forget to.Put out the garbage can.
啊，必须要等多一个星期才拿出去。
I have to wait for another week.
当这个收垃圾的人来收的时候，已经很臭了。
And so by the time, it's time for the waste disposal to pick up, then it's already very smelly.
那么从这两个情况来看，哪一个比较重要？
So from these two situations, which one are more important?
总统还是收垃圾的人。
Is it the president or is it the waste disposal personnel?
我想总统跟收垃圾的人都重要。
I believe they're both important.
同样的，教会里面每一个弟兄姐妹都重要。
And similarly, every brothers and sisters in a church is important.
无论是讲道、教导或者做翻译的。
No matter it is preaching, teaching or the translator.
如果 Russell 跟 Amy 没有跟我翻译的话，我就讲不成了。
And if Amy or myself are not able to translate, then the preaching will not be okay.
所以每一个恩赐神所赐的恩赐都很重要。
Every gift that God has given is important.
所以在教会里面，我们看到有些人准备食物。
So you can see in the church, we can see somebody prepare the food.
有些人清理。
Somebody clean.
有些人把那个后面那个门做好。
Somebody made the door.
都很重要。
They're all very important.
所以在圣经里说神所赐给我们的这些恩赐不是说这个重要这个不重要。
So the Bible teaches us that there are no difference in the gifts, not one is more important than the other.
所有的恩赐都很重要。
All the gifts are important.
所以神赐给我们的恩赐都有它的位格。
The gifts that God has given us has their own place.
当我们用这些恩赐来去服侍别人的时候
，And as we use the gifts to serve the others,
我们必须要以爱来做出发点。
We must be motivated by love.
因为彼得说最要紧的就是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能够遮掩一切的罪恶。
Peter said, above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins.
因为保罗在哥林多前书十三章说，他说没有爱，啊，什么都不要讲。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul said, if there's no love,We don't need to talk about anything.
然后彼得还在这边说，当我们服侍别人的时候，不是靠着自己的力量。
Here, Peter also tells us that when we serve others, it is not because of our own power.
而是靠着神赐给我们的力量。
But it is according to the power that was given to us by God.
所以在十一节，彼得说，若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按照神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
So Peter said, whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
所以当我们按照圣经的教导来服侍的时候，神就得到荣耀。
So as we serve according to the teaching of the Bible, then God is glorified.
那反过来说，当我们不按照圣经的教导来服侍的时候，神的名就受到羞辱。
And inversely, if we do not serve according to God's will, then God's name will be blemished.
彼得说，万物的截止啊，这日子已经很靠近了。
Peter said, the end time is near.
在这个末日的准备，彼得说第一就是要谨慎自守。
And in order to prepare for the end time, Peter said, first off, be of sound judgment and sober-minded.
啊，警醒的祷告。
And pray.
那么第二，彼得说要彼此切实相爱。
And secondly, Peter said, love one another.
因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪恶。
Because love can cover a multitude of sins.
啊，第三，彼得说啊，要互相的款待，不发怨言。
Thirdly, Peter said, be hospitable to one another.
然后最后彼得说，要按照神赐给我们的恩赐来去服侍别人。
And lastly, Peter said, serve one another according to the gifts God has given us.
所以当我们这样做的时候，神就得到荣耀。
So as we do that, God will be glorified.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use some time to meditate on the message today.
当我们看到这个世代的景况。
Well, we look at the society nowadays.
我们看到主耶稣再来的日子很靠近。
We know that the time of Jesus' return is getting near.
但是我们有没有按照圣经的教导？
But do we?Live according to the teaching of the Bible.
随时的做好准备。
And be prepared at all times.
我们是否有谨慎自守、警醒的祷告？
Do we have sound judgment and sober-minded and pray?
我们是否有用基督的爱来服侍别人？
Do we serve one another with the love of Jesus?
是的，万物的结局的日子很靠近了。
Yes, the end time is very near.
所以我们必须要谨慎自守。
So we must be of sound judgment and be sober in spirit.
警醒的祷告。
And pray.
彼此切实的相爱。
To love one another.
不要发怨言。
Don't complain.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你赐给我们一个警醒自守的心。
Please give us good judgment and help us to be in sober in spirit.
不要让这些世间的事情缠累我们。
And don't allow all the worries of life to bind us.
免得我们掉进这个网罗里面。
So that we will not fall into the trap.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
赐给我们力量。
Strengthen us.
能够活出一个蒙你喜悦的生活。
So that we can live a life that is pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.